smacking my hand over my mouth in horror. Where are my manners?
Excuse me, Mr. Wolf.
I curtsy, or do my best wobbling version of one.
I'm Little Red. Have you come to eat me?
The wolf tips his head to the side and licks his lips, like he understands what I'm saying.
You're going to be disappointed.
I step toward him.
I'm all rotten inside. You'd be better off finding a bunny.
With a shrug, I squat a few feet away from him and click my tongue at him, then frown.
That's for cats.
What do you do to get a wolf to come over?
Here, boy.
I pat my thigh and suck in a sharp breath when he moves toward me. There's no way this is real.
I'm so drunk.
I tell my new friend, extending my hand so he can sniff it. His nose is wet and cold, breath hot against my fingers. And if I were sober, I'd already be running home screaming for help. A smarter version of me would listen to the little voice in my head telling me I'm being incredibly stupid. But this wolf is nice. Maybe he wants someone to pet him. Biting my lip, I tip to the side and reach for him, falling on my ass in the process and making him growl. The hair on my arms rises, and shivers race down my spine.
That's not friendly at all.
Here I thought we were going to be buddies.
Ow,
I say, getting off the rocks which are poking my butt. The wolf has stopped growling, and his glowing gaze is pinned on me. I hold his stare, trying to figure out what he's thinking. Poor thing stumbled upon a lame human. Jerking my thumb toward the trees, I say, there's a little path in there. Want to walk with me? He doesn't answer. Of course he doesn't, he's a wolf. They don't talk. Rolling my eyes at myself, I stand up and grin at the midnight black animal, holding my arms out to keep my balance.
I run.
I tell him like we're good old pals. God, I'm pathetic.
You like to run too, right?
I ask, starting toward the trees. He chuffs. I spin on my heel, eyebrows hitting my hairline.
Was that a yes?
Silence. He blinks and prowls closer, keeping his steady gaze on me.
I'll race you.
I run, pathetically so in my drunken state, tripping and weaving, but I run all the same. A sharp yip sounds behind me, and a flash of black races past.
Show off!
I shout after him as he loops ahead of me with ease. After about a minute, I have to stop. I bend over and put my hands on my knees, breathing way too hard for the distance I just jogged. The ground spins and I tip over, rolling onto my back with a groan when my body hits the earth. A mouthful of sharp teeth appears above me. The wolf stands over me, squinting at me. He's probably wondering what's wrong with me. To be honest, so am I.
It's my birthday.
I reach up and brush my fingers over the fur covering his chest, impossibly soft and silky. This is definitely a dream. Dream wolves can't bite, right?
You're so pretty.
Sitting up, I wrap my arms around his neck and hug him, despite the deep growl rumbling out of his mouth.
Yeah, I get it. You're a tough guy.
With a heavy sigh, I lean against him and hold on, soaking up his warmth and forest scent. He smells like midnight runs, earth, and pine. For some reason, it makes my chest pang and I long for home. Not Aunt Lou's house, but my childhood home, where on any given weekend, my parents and I would explore the forest and hills surrounding our countryside home. Breathing him in, I hold a little tighter.
Home. I think you and I are going to be good friends,
I tell the imaginary creature, rubbing my hand over the top of his head. I start to doze off, fingers still pressed against the wolf, his steady breathing providing me a sense of security. That is, until he pulls out of my arms. My eyes snap open and I stare at him. He blinks, releases a small chuff, then turns away.
Wait!
I scramble to my feet. The wolf is trotting away now.
You're going to leave me too?
I scream, starting off in a jog after him.
Don't leave! Please!
He picks up speed, so I do too, ignoring my stomach, which cramps in protest.
Take me with you! Hey, wolf!